This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Presents Football Friday.
Play fake, deep set, pressure, steps away from pressure, and cannot pull out of a tackle there behind the line of scrimmage. Good job there, and that is Ioma Uwazurike.
Northern Colorado looking to punch it in, and the Bears do. Northern Colorado strikes first here in the first quarter on their first drive. They drive all the way down the field. It's strike first blood.
Williams in motion, and Salter a clean pocket. He takes a shot. A wide open Omarion Miller. Hello. Marshall, big three. First down and more. Justin Marshall. They try to chase to the 10. He zooms in. Big play. Touchdown, Colorado State.
Kelman the carry.
Spins three. Kelman still on his feet. Kelman wants to put this away. Yippee-ki-yay! Kelman into the end zone! 28 yards! Wyoming says one field goal!
Zarka, he's got a lane! Zarka is in the end zone! Touchdown, Air Force!
Fields looks over the Bronco defense. They look like they're going to pressure here. They bring five. He's going to be hit and pulled down, and there's that man, Nick Bonito! Bonito to the rescue for the Broncos!
Welcome back into a Football Friday edition of the whole show, presented by Big City Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Michael Kirkpatrick back there doing a wow. That was an abrupt ending. that was good.
That's track one of the album. It goes directly into track two.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means. Tanner Schwint is in the Aloe Fiber Studios.
How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. Derbs.
Hello.
Dude down the hall. And Mr. Dancing with himself.
Hello.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
Is it getting difficult for you guys? Because I'm beating you in...
Oh, my God.
The most important things that we do. The picks and the quarterback toilet bowl. Is that... How's it going?
We really closed the gap in the toilet bowl this week.
Yeah, you did, but I'm still winning.
Still winning.
Is it tough to get up every day? And
I'm exhausted. There's plenty of weeks left.
Yeah, but as of right now, I mean, Tanner, this has got to be killing you.
No.
I mean, I am just
I just
way
want to be
better.
One of you idiots. I don't care which one it is. I'm in last place right now.
Well, yeah.
I just want to beat one of you idiots.
I picked that to happen, so that's another thing that I picked what, right?
Isn't he just one up on us in the picks on the Rocky College kickoff?
That's a big one.
He's up how many points?
A fair amount. Yeah. I've had a couple of, like, two of the last 3 weeks have not been good.
So. Way to go, you idiot.
Yeah.
Quarterback toilet bowl. This is where, Mike, we pick who we think's going to be the worst quarterback in the NFL this weekend.
So, last week, like I said, closed the gap a little bit. You're going to have the first pick. You had Spencer Rattler, who is starting to play decent football, honestly.
Yeah, I caught him at the wrong time.
Yeah. Kellen Moore is doing a heck of a job down there in New Orleans. He had a 72.3 QBR. Tanner came in second to last, I guess. He had a 68.6 with Joe Flacco last week. Derbs, even though Cooper Rush got pulled in the game, Cooper Rush still posted a 23.9 QBR.
I do think he should get like 5 points deducted because his quarterback was so bad he got pulled out of a game. I know we didn't establish it beforehand, but next year if we do this, we should consider that because if you play that badly that you get yanked out of a game.
So you would drop him down?
Yeah, drop his QBR 5 points or something like that?
I'll apply that coupon at the end of this if I need it. When it comes down to it.
You signed the waiver.
I did.
We're good.
And I was the big winner last week taking Justin Fields against the Broncos. He had a 9.0 QBR.
The worst one ever.
It was bad. You drop back to us. You only have an 8-point lead. You went from like a 25 QBR overall last week to a 33 now in the overall.
That's still really
still
good.
Really good. Still in first place by like 9 points. I have jumped in 2 weeks to second place now with a 42.4. And it's really tight for last place. Derbs is at 47.88. And Tanner's at 47.92, so 0.04 is all that
weekend
separates
for the basement. Of the bottom of the toilet bowl.
Who's can we make them both lose?
Who's going to take Brady and I and out to lunch?
Then you're dressing
and,
up
and dressing up
Tanner's
with our Goodwill outfit.
Does this go all season, or do we stop like the fantasy football stops?
No, it goes all the way through week 18.
Okay,
and then
plenty of time. Plenty of time.
There's
left.
Plenty of time, and the way it's looking, like a lot of us are going to have to start opening it up and picking some of the better quarterbacks, or hoping for some injuries so we can have backups.
This is going to be an interesting weekend. This is a separator weekend for me because I got to get back to where I was. Do I get the first pick then?
You have the first pick this week.
How about that? All right, Michael, go ahead. There's no need to get tricky here. You know, he's wearing chains and trying to bulldoze dudes over. I don't think that's happening on Sunday. Jackson Dart. We're going to go with the Giants quarterback.
I think that was everybody's kind of consensus number one pick this week. That's well done. No surprises by you. I am now on the clock.
Tanner is now on the clock.
Do I want to do something crazy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me Matt Stafford. Give me Matthew Stafford taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars over in London. Puka Nacua is out in that game. I'm going to try and get Matt Stafford out of the way without his favorite target. I'm going to take Matt Stafford.
That's good because London kind of makes everybody terrible.
There's never a ton of high-scoring games over there. Everybody go bet the over right now.
Yeah.
Team total on the Rams. Crank that bad boy up and go bet that.
Matt Stafford over 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get him out of the way here. I'm going to take Matt Stafford.
That's in London.
God, nothing gets by you.
A good drop there by Derbs.
Yeah. Is it my turn?
And Derbs will have the next pick in the toilet bowl.
Finally starting to get my groove on what we're doing.
I'm figuring it out.
We're 7 weeks in, so.
Yes.
It's quicker than Derp's I
thought it was
him.
Just name a quarterback.
I am still doing that.
Just name a quarterback.
Geno Smith goes to Kansas City this week. I enjoy that matchup there.
That was who I was going to take before, you know, Mike started talking about, okay, you're going to start getting some of these bigger names off the board. That was the guy that I had circled. I had Jackson Dart and Geno Smith, and then I threw myself a curveball in here and went with Matt Stafford. So I like that pick from you, Derbs.
Thanks.
Yes.
And then I will have the last pick here. And this is a name that I think has come off the board a couple times already. I'm going to take Tua Tagovailoa.
Can't have him if you can't say his last name right. So
I think I was close enough.
I thought he was pretty close.
I'll allow it.
He's at the Browns this week, and it's the wind's supposed to be blowing 30 to 40 miles an hour in Cleveland. So
Mike's doing a deep dive.
I'm hoping this is all stuff I've heard in radio shows that I listen to, but
you listen to other radio shows outside of these?
Traitor.
Where you say no.
And
Brady,
I'm guessing
thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, Brady, didn't you say that the other day that
I did.
It was gonna blow 30 to 40 miles an hour?
Yeah. I was talking about it.
I just think Mike needs to get a life, man. He comes in here, he's got deep research on all this stuff. He's got paper
printed. Well, he doesn't want to dress up.
Yeah. That's true, because I don't think I wouldn't be very nice to him.
Well, I'm the one who keeps all this stuff, so I have to have a paper of what's going on. But with this pick also, I'm hoping, like, obviously Tua with his concussion background, he's potentially going to be out for a few games, and there's another quarterback from Miami that you could potentially pick.
So just to be clear, Mike's rooting for Tua to get a concussion.
CTE is what Mike's going for.
Tua's developed an attitude that I don't enjoy.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
He was like a really positive guy and all that stuff, and now he's one of the guys. What do we call those guys now? The guys that you never played, so you can't talk about us. Like, he's doing that thing now, and it just... He's really doubling down on that, and he throws his team under the bus, and then he accuses the media of misconstruing his words. No, we heard exactly what you said.
You think that has to do with the fact that he has a head coach who's never played? And
yeah,
or it's the CTE hitting early?
Yeah, because he played college, but not NFL, right?
Correct.
Mike McDaniel did.
Yeah, he played for BYU. I don't know if he play college.
Really?
Yeah, he was a wide receiver for BYU, I believe, but I don't think he was ever on an NFL roster. But that's an interesting.
Yeah,
Mike is looking it up, I'm assuming. Okay.
Yeah sure.
Got him.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
I'm with you. He's been, this past week, probably a good time to take to it. This past week, he's been insufferable in the media. A lot of drama going on, saying the players-only meeting that none of the players showed up for. And yeah, that's a pretty good... I like everybody's picks besides mine. That's not a good spot to be.
You're not liking it now?
I'm just hoping Matt Stafford stays under 70 and he can get off the board. With Puka Nacua out, I mean, you got Devontae Adams?
I was wrong on the BYU thing. He played for Yale. Just wanted to correct that. Sorry.
I would have never guessed he played college football.
Yeah, I didn't think he did either. But one of my old producers, one of the many...
Well, you missed
Die Hard,
don't you?
Mike. Oh, yeah. Any of them. Sherm? Where's Sherm, Mike?
I don't know. I'm not Sherm.
I know, but where is he?
No, we wish you were Sherm.
Can we call him? No, that was the producer. I'd ask him a question. I'd say, hey, could you look that up? He just put his hands up. Like, I don't know.
How do I do that?
Yeah. Micah just doesn't do it. He doesn't try to say he doesn't know how to do it. He just refuses to do it.
His reaction to you just there was priceless. You asked him, and then he just kind of like stared into the wall instead of anywhere else.
A good chunk of the time spent
here. I was fixing the foam.
On the whole show. You were what?
I was fixing the foam on the wall.
Oh. Well, at least you've got a guy that knows how to work things back there. Brian Gary will look for a sounder, and we'll move on to a completely different topic. So anyways, there was a devastating... Roasted!
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
I did hear the moo the other day.
Yeah, out of just absolutely nowhere.
Aaron texted, I think Tua is just realizing he's not very good. I don't know. He just developed an interesting attitude that he didn't have the first couple of years in the league.
Is Tua a bad quarterback? Was that just the stars aligned for the Dolphins?
Well,
that year?
That's the thing in the NFL. Like, you come up with something new and shiny, which Mike McDaniel did. If it's, you know, defenses are going to find you out eventually, can you adjust and make the necessary changes? And so far, they just haven't seemed to do that.
One of the things that, for me, when Brian Flores was there as the head coach, he talked about how Tua wasn't one of those guys that would, you know, take the criticism very well and stuff like that. And it seems like maybe they're playing bad right now, and that's the reality, is he doesn't take the criticism very well.
Yeah.
I think a lot can be taken from Tyreek Hill almost losing his leg. Like, I was listening to an interview with with a doctor reading about it, and he's like, you have no idea how close he was to having to have his leg amputated. When that thing happened, it tore everything. They called it a FUBAR injury. It's fricked up beyond all repair. And he's smiling. I mean, Tyreek's smiling.
Smiling because he found out he wasn't going to lose his leg.
Well, that could be too, but they hadn't looked at anything yet.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
So, I don't know. I think that says a lot when a guy has that sort of an injury and he's got a smile on his face because he knows his season's done. Yeah, it's a dumpster fire down in Miami.
I just feel like teams tend to, after a few years, take on the personality of their coach. And McDaniel has always been kind of a... laid back too much, and it's always kind of bothered me. And when Tua was out last year with his concussion and the team kind of fell apart, it's like, maybe you're really not that offensive genius that everybody thought you were.
Yeah, the McDaniel thing is interesting when they're winning. Like, him talking is interesting because you've never heard a coach like that, but then when they're losing, it's like, okay, that kind of makes sense.
I'm surprised he still has a job at this point this year.
Yeah, it won't be long. Yeah. I don't think it'll be long. All right, guys, Rocky Mountain College kickoff coming up. Tanner, we think you're joining us late.
I think that's the plan as of right now.
Okay, as of right now. So one of you guys is going to take over hosting duties.
We'll have fun.
Yeah.
Pretty good start. No, never. 19 minutes after the hour. It is the whole show powered by Chevron. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Guys, we'll see you very soon.
Thanks,
Tanner,
Brady.
Good luck
Thanks,
with
Brady.
Everything.
Appreciate it.
Goodbye. All right, we'll take a short break here. Let's get into the UNC Bears and Sacramento State. Can they keep it rolling? I maintain it. the biggest game the Bears have ever been in since joining the FCS ranks. Yeah, 7 o'clock Saturday night on ESPN Plus. Very much looking forward to that. We'll be right back.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Let me say
welcome back in to the whole show. It is a Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. Do yourself a favor. Stop by Big City Roadhouse on your way over to Windsor and say hello to my friends at Diamond Valley Collectibles. We've been hooking people up. You guys have been earning this, honestly. The $20 gift certificates that we're giving away from Diamond Valley Collectibles. Guys, you're getting close to Christmas. I know it's October 17th, and Micah just hates that I said that out loud. But if you wait until the last second to do your shopping, all the good stuff is gone. Yeah, you don't want that. Get to Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor. They got sports memorabilia, sports cards. They got the Funko Pops, too. Those are extremely popular. People love those things, Mike. Do you have a Funko Pop?
I have several Deadpool Funko Pops.
That is not a shocker to anybody in this room, which is just me, but it's not a shocker.
I'm hoping that one day they'll come out with a Spawn Funko Pop. I don't think they ever did, but that would be cool if they did.
And they have Funko Pops for everything now. Seriously, they have them for everything. You got to check it out. Diamond Valley Collectibles. They have those. They have Legos. They have Pokemon cards.
Do they have
Pokemon
a Lego
cards.
Funko Pop?
Probably. I mean, the setup is awesome. I absolutely love the setup in there. You guys got to go check it out for yourself. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Very interesting weekend for sure coming up for the teams that we care about. For the UNC Bears going up against Sacramento State, 7 o'clock, both teams receiving votes in the FCS Top 25. That would lead me to believe, assuming things kind of move around one way or the other, that the winner of this game might very well be ranked in the top 25, and I think that would officially be a first for the UNC Bears. The Bears have turned it around, man. I've talked to Ed Lamb for a while. We started the podcast. Here, this is to open it up. I believed in this guy from the beginning. I loved the hire. It wasn't the Ed McCaffrey, big Colorado name. They went for a guy with a good resume. A guy that just had, it wasn't a splash, anything like that. A guy that just had a good football resume. What he's done, you know, BYU as an assistant coach, Southern Utah, turning that program around. He's been around some great football minds. But just to give you an idea how confident I was, we wanted to do this podcast, Michael, called Football 52, that's available every single week. You can find it. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those major spots, 1310kfk.com. We started the podcast after they won zero games. And so you might think, like a programming guy, like, why would I want to do a weekly podcast, sit down every hour with a guy that won zero games, one of the worst seasons, and there's been a lot of them, for one of the worst seasons in UNC Bears history, maybe the worst one. That's because I bought what he was selling. And I knew it was going to be a really slow build for him. Had a feeling that was going to be the case. But this is just a dude that is building it up the right way and has a certain philosophy of how to run a program and how to flip a program, how to change a program, how to build a culture. And you're seeing it. All the things that we've outlined and highlighted in the podcast over the year, last 2 years, has been what's in my mind. Yes, the players, but the players buy into the school, to the program. It's not a joke to play for the UNC Bears. That's what Ed Lamb is trying to get at. Like, hey, you don't just get to say you play Division I football and then not put in the extra work that it takes to be a Division I football player. You don't get to just do that. You got to do all the right things. I'm asking you guys to almost change your lifestyle if it needed to be changed. Not necessarily like he's judge, jury, and executioner, but he's trying to find dudes that can buy into what he's talking about. They're not staying out all night. They're not going out and partying. They're not staying up late playing video games, whatever. It's not that he's saying, hey, you can't ever have a beer. You can't ever play video games. It's just make the main thing the main thing. And you're seeing this team buy into it. And I love some of the stories that Coach Lamb has shared with us. But, man, one of the cool stories about this team is where they are at quarterback. You know, last year, that was the theme of the Bears, Michael. It was, well, Peter Castelli goes down, and now they got to do, 15 different backup quarterbacks, it seems like. And then you started getting other injuries, and maybe the defense was getting frustrated with the ball not moving down the field, and it just got to the point where, and the Bears were in close games. Not that they didn't stop believing. They just didn't have the guys. This team is, dare I say, starting to feel like it's stacked. On the offensive side of the ball, what they did against Idaho, scoring 49 points. Eric Gibson throwing for 350 yards and 2 touchdowns. After Castelli went down, there's no way last year we thought, oh, there's going to be a quarterback that throws for 350 yards. But then the studs at running back are some of the most selfless dudes. In fact, in their awards that they give out like player of the game, offensive player of the game, all that stuff, they didn't do that for running backs. They just said running back room of the game, which is all of the running backs. But that's Coach Lamb in this group looking at it and saying, dude, all of these guys are getting a share. And none of them are being selfish about this. Matthias Price might be the stud one game. Then it's going to be Brandon Johnson. Or Justin Gwynn, 7 carries for 33 yards for him. Boone had 30 yards last week. Carver Cheeks got a reverse play. He ran for 13. Matthias Price had 4 carries for 7 yards. You're not getting guys that are selfish on this roster in that running back room. And that just goes to the buy-in that we're seeing. Carver Cheeks is another phenomenal story. You all know it by now, but enter the transfer portal. Said, I think I could go. Somebody got in his ear. Was like, you could go somewhere else. So he tried it. Entered it. Wasn't liking what he was seeing. And walks back into Ed Lamb's office and says, Coach, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have entered the transfer portal. I want to be a Bear. And Coach Lamb has a pretty strict philosophy on that. I mean, if you don't like it here, the portal is your friend. He used to say that all the time on Football 52. He doesn't say it as much anymore. Because he likes his guys. It's part of that building the culture and roster flip and all that stuff. And he wasn't about doing that. He wasn't like, I'm going to blow everybody out of here that wasn't my guy. But he was vocal about, if you don't like it here and you think it's that bad, then the portal is your friend, is what he would say. And Carver basically comes back and says, hey, I know you got a strict policy on that. Once you enter the portal, you're not coming back. He edited. He put an edit to it, an amendment to it, and said, all right, you can come back. You're one of the best players on this team, but you have to start at the bottom. You don't even have you're not going to get a partial scholarship, nothing. You will be treated like you are a walk-on at this stage. Carver accepted it, ran with it, had 9 receptions for 120 yards last week. Has been outstanding for this team. And you wondered, I asked Coach, I'm like, how does the team respond to that? Knowing you got a strict rule on it, but are you making a change to it just because you're getting a stud player back? And the team bought in and understood what he was willing to do, and that was come from the bottom up and re-earn his spot on this team.
If I'm a player, even if I'm a wide receiver, like the number two wide receiver, who has the opportunity to be the number one wide receiver, I say this is a very respectable change. Because even though I may not be that number one wide receiver anymore with Carver Cheeks coming back, I go, this is a very good change. You're making this guy earn it all over again.
And he's. I think it's safe to say he's back where he was. He's at the top. But you got guys, Braden Monroe, who's been injured, but he had a great game last week. Dawson Minigotti, that's not even a name. he's a good receiver for this team too, but they all kind of realize, hey, once Carver's coming back, once he gets established again, he's probably going to get a lot more looks going his way, a lot more plays designed for him. And it has been fun to see. Can they beat Sacramento State? That's the question. They are, as Mike said, they're 10.5-point dogs in this game. Sacramento State runs the ball extremely well. And they got a lot of guys that can do it. Their backfield is very spread out, a lot like UNC's, where you don't know for sure who's getting the ball every on any given day. Rodney Hammond has 367 yards and 4 touchdowns. Damian Henderson has 365 yards and 4 touchdowns. But then there's Cardell Williams at quarterback, who will run the ball a lot too. And he has 294 rushing yards to go with 7 touchdowns. So they've got a lot of guys. Jaquil Smith, 19 carries for 136 yards and 2 touchdowns. They've got a backfield that is pretty terrifying. And that's why, you know, they're sitting at... This is a respectable Big Sky team. Sac State's kind of always in the mix. And last week against Weber State, they put up 55 points. They only threw the ball. Cardell Williams only threw the ball 9 times, Michael. He ran for 139. Smith ran for 135. Rodney Hammond, who is one of the leaders in rushing, he ran for 106. You have 15 carries for Hammond. You had 12 carries for Williams. These numbers are, 397 yards rushing. I mean, if the Bears could get to that point, because they're spreading that out, you know, between different guys getting different carries, that kind of thing. But these are the results that Coach Lamb's looking after. And the Bears, unfortunately, defensively, they've been pretty good, but against the run has kind of been up and down for them. They're 8th in the Big Sky Conference against the number one rushing attack in the Big Sky.
If it's me and I'm Ed Lamb, I say we're putting our running backs in, and we're focusing 1 or 2 days completely on the run game.
Did you talk to Ed Lamb? Did you give him this?
Well, I would just say if I was him, I would focus on – I would, like, put the offense – completely run game and on both sides of the ball. Like, today we're focusing on the run, period. They're going to stop the run. We're going to try to run the ball. We're not worrying about the pass right now. We're worried about the run.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's the plan, that the focus has been on stopping Sacramento State's run, because if you can't slow them down, my fear is this thing could get out of control, because I think the Bears, they've had their backs up against the wall before. They've had to make some comebacks to make games interesting. But the game against Idaho, they ran the table right off the bat. They got the ball. They didn't receive a lot of opening kickoffs much this season, but they did this time, and they went right down and punched it in on the 1 yard line.
If they can, and this is, of course, an if, you don't go up by 14 points every game, but if you go up 2 scores in this game, suddenly that run game for Sac State looks slightly less relevant.
Yeah, can Sac State, can they, if they're forced to, you know, if they're down by 14, do they change who they are a bit? That would be huge if the Bears could get off to a great start.
I think you got to hold these running backs up and try to strip the ball. I think
Big
you have
turnover,
to do what,
flip
like,
it.
More than ever, you have to do what is necessary to force a turnover.
This would be a huge win. I'm trying not to do the fanboy thing. Picks are on Friday, and that's coming up. It is
when
Friday.
Are they?
It's Friday.
Tuesday?
I'm going to ask you first where you're going with all these. Where are you going on this game?
Picks are on Friday.
It's Friday. You like the Bears to win?
Picks are not this segment, Brady.
Do you feel like the Bears are going to win?
I don't have an intro.
You don't get an intro. Let's face it. What would your intro be?
I don't know.
Roadhouse.
Okay.
That'll be my intro.
You like the Bears to win?
I like them to not lose by 10.5.
So you like them to cover?
Yeah, that word.
How about Wyoming and Air Force?
Can they tie?
No.
I mean, it's going to be such a stupid game. It doesn't matter who wins. It's just
no.
Be
it does
them.
Matter who wins. If Wyoming wins, they'll be 2-1 in the Mountain West Conference, Mike.
I'm going to disagree with you just for the sake of disagreeing with you.
GoPoke says UNC outright. He's taking them to beat the. He's beaten Sac. He's got
Pokes,
Wyoming.
I hope you're right.
He's got Wyoming outright. All right, CSU Hawaii. Where are you going there?
I don't remember. That was this morning.
Well, just who wins the game? Like, you don't have to remember. Who would you pick?
Hawaii.
You're picking Hawaii to win. Do they cover? Oh, no, they're dogs. So, okay, you like Hawaii to win.
Yes, I like Hawaii to win.
Yeah, Pokes, I appreciate that. He says, you're making me a fan of Lamb. I love it. Dude, you spend 5 seconds with this guy, and you just you feel it. You just get a good feeling that he's... He is exactly who you hear on our podcast. Like he is genuinely a good dude that cares about his guys. He cares about his community. He hasn't been here that long, but he really cares about it. He and I share a very unique bond. We both have sons on the autistic spectrum, and so that kind of bonded us. And I've gotten to know him a lot outside of the football thing, so it's really cool. 40 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break, get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Can you feel it? See it? Hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it because it happens to fast. And it feels so good. It's like walking on glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's a bite. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, smell it, taste it so sweet. But it makes no difference, cause it knocks you off your feet.
Can the Colorado State Rams beat Hawaii this weekend? Head coach Timmy Chang. He was with Jay Norvell at Nevada. He was prepared to make the jump to Colorado State from Nevada, but then Hawaii calls their former quarterback and gives him the job. And this season, they're starting to believe that they can have a good football team. I mean, this is he's had a very interesting road. And he's now, you know, 29, 21. He's a really good coach, man. I'm excited to see, you know, what he can do in the future for Hawaii. I was high on this team. And I just, this is where you look at it and say, why isn't Jay Norvell at that point where you're starting to build this thing up, and there's a real buy-in. There's a real belief that Timmy Chang can bring Hawaii to maybe to the point where they're competing for a Mountain West championship. So this is a big game. It's a big game for both teams. 47 minutes after the hour. Michael, the picks are coming up. It's Friday, and we've officially ran out of time. The picks are next. We'll be right back.
Bears turn it around. Find the Football 52 podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, normally we have six games to pick from, but one of those teams is off, and two of them are playing each other. So we have four.
You could pick the high school game.
No. Where do you want me to go first, Mike?
I want you to go with the greatest team of all time.
The Broncos?
Facing the Giants.
Oh. Game over. Don't even play it. Broncos minus -7. Easy. Easy money. Bye-bye, Jackson Dart. Easy money for the Broncos.
No more throwing darts for you.
No, he's going to throw darts, but out of bounds. Because he's going to be running for his life. Nick Benito. Jonathan Cooper. Justin Sternad. They are going to go off, man. A lot of sacks coming in this game.
There is going to be a scat-a-boo, but the scat-a-boos are going to come from the crowd.
Yeah! Scat-a-boo! I'm in, Mike. I'm in on your weird little thing. Where do you want me to go next?
I think you should go High and Co.
High and Co.
Hawaii and Colorado.
I have been... I knew what you meant. Sad. Been against CSU a lot this year. I went against them last week. This has been tough for me. I think Hawaii's good. I think they're getting good. Give me Colorado State minus -2.5.
So you don't think the popcorn's popping right now?
No, I think the popcorn stays where it is. And they run the ball all over Hawaii.
Popcorn is unpopped for Jay Norvell Redenbacher.
That's just good corn right there. Wyoming at Air Force. Air Force is going to score a million. Air Force minus -4. Final game. Look at that. They got the final one. The closer. The UNC Bears at Sacramento State. Sac State is a 10.5-point favorite.
I know what you're calling. I can see it in your eyes.
Give me the cover. Give me the Bears. You thought I was going to pick them out, right?
I knew you weren't going to pick them outright, but I knew you'd pick them to cover.
I'm picking the cover. The Bears have covered a lot. I think his record against the spread is pretty good, Ed Lamb. So I like the UNC Bears to cover. There you go. Broncos, boat race. CSU, not quite a boat race, but kind of.
They'll be on a yacht.
Air Force, boat race. Bears hang in. Those are the picks. Good night, Northern Colorado. Thanks for playing.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.